Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good morning. Happy Monday to you. I want to thank Tony Caligiuri and James Stelliano. All you two gentlemen do. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. 803-0930 is the number to call. 1-800-616-WBEN. And this story I've been following for really 3 weeks. Of course, things here. With everything that happened a week ago Saturday, this story about baby formula has been really, it's to the point now where we're getting reports of hospitalizations. One story that's on a local ABC affiliate in Wisconsin talks about during the baby shortage in Milwaukee, the children's hospitals in Wisconsin are seeing babies that have been admitted into the emergency room for malnutrition. There's an iTeam investigation reporter by the name of Kristen Byrne, who does this story for, what is it, TMJ4 in Milwaukee. It's an NBC affiliate, I apologize. TMJ4, WTMJ.TV. But again, there's a Wisconsin story. There's a South Carolina story. Same thing. Babies going into the emergency room and they are malnutrition. It's malnutrition. What is the issue here? This is harming children. It's harming babies. What do we do? What do we do? And for the better part of 3 weeks, 21 days, the story that was coming out of the government was just simply I don't even understand the communication. We're now talking about the Defense Production Act. This is a Cold War era National Security Act that exists to boost domestic production of something, right? There's something that's missing, but we could say that during COVID, we learned about the Defense Production Act. This was something the administration did in the very beginning of COVID to make sure that the Department of Defense was now using, it was a marriage between the DOD and the civilian sector to make sure that the Defense Production Act was used, turning over what civilians would do. Of course, this was something we saw during World War II at a time of war. During the Cold War, though, it was important that there was an apparatus in place that if something were to happen with Russia, if something were to happen with the Soviet Union, that there could be a key that could turn, right, before missiles launch. In the event that there is some sort of retaliatory, mutually assured destruction attack, that the Department of Defense would be able to boost production of something that was missing because of embargoes, because of a wartime situation, deployments, whatever it was. They needed an apparatus to get production generated with the help of the DOD, and it was something that was pushed during the Cold War, and it's been on our books and sat there. COVID, it came back, and we learned more about the Defense Production Act and what it can do, the good things about getting rubber, latex gloves and different PPE and different products out there, syringes and you name it, things like cotton for gauze and other things that you need for plungers and things to get in, inoculations and all the different vaccinations. Defense Production Act. So the FDA is sitting on top of this baby formula problem. And yesterday, this weekend, we heard about 78,000 pounds of baby food that essentially this formula came from Europe. And because of this shortage of baby formula, there was a company in the United States that's responsible for about 47% of the baby formula products purchased in the United States. It's a company called Abbott. They had an issue with salmonella back in February. The FDA decided to shut down their one of their plants in Michigan. And of course, you know, you've got the supply chain crisis, you've got inflation, you've got the cost of gas. All of this culminates to when you're blade running on an economy that's struggling the way this economy is struggling, any hiccup is going to result in catastrophe. You're a hiccup away from having children in the United States rush to hospitals for malnutrition. And the solution to it, it turns out, is as easy as having the FDA limit the regulations on European Union food standards. So basically, the European Union, when it comes to their baby formula, they don't use corn syrup. The European Union uses, basically, they use a derivative of lactose for 30% of the carbohydrates that they put into their formula. And the FDA has banned some of those things. And, you know, you could play into the game of why does that happen? What's wrong? Why do we push corn when other, continents and unions and everyone else across the globe doesn't push look, whatever you want to do, you can put on your tinfoil hat. The reality is that the 78,000 pounds that came through C-130s and military aircraft, it's coming directly from Europe's market. And so the question is, while this is going on, why is the federal government continuing to ban European baby formula? Why is there no plan for the last 2 months to do anything to supplement the baby formula? And why is this story, whenever it's told by the media, get into the minutia of why this happened and not get to the bottom line where of all of the things that we're talking about, the derivative of the shooting in Buffalo, you've got this violent act of terrorism. You've got all the story of why this shooter was motivated to kill black people, the hate, you know, how do we change as a society? But then there's another story, and that's the food desert that lack of having a grocery store in that neighborhood has caused for the region of the people. People demand that there's someone comes up with a solution to getting people food that need food. And yet, while that is now under the microscope, we've got this formula situation that is the slowest moving freight train, and no one seems to want to even address what the problems are. And it's so wildly irresponsible. There's a study in Fortune magazine, and this was written, this came out in last week, Nicholas Gordon wrote this piece. Why the United States can't just increase imports to solve the baby formula shortage. So again, 40% of your supply of your formula stock has been wiped off the shelves. And there's a plethora of reasons for that. And the finger pointing can go on. And again, we know that there are people in our government that are far more, you know, worried about the narrative and who's pointing fingers, and they aren't actually solving problems that are easily solvable. But it comes down to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration showing flexibility now over what they were limiting coming into the United States from Europe on baby formula. So essentially, the 78,000 pounds of now, this is a really this is a difficult question to ask, because the first question is, of the 78,000 pounds of baby formula that came in through American U.S. Air Force bases into the United States that's now being distributed, which, by the way, is like sticking your finger into the leaking, you know, wall of the dam. I mean, what is that even doing? Is that a stopgap? Is that good for a day, a week, a month? Who knows? Certainly not the answer. It's a good start. But the question has to be asked, is that FDA-approved baby formula or not? There's no answers to these questions. And what's so strange about why there's no answers to these questions is that the more they refuse to answer the questions, the more you have to question where this baby formula is actually coming from. Because while the FDA is currently talking about restricting the European baby formula so it's legally sold in the United States, this 78,000 pounds of baby formula doesn't seem to need those restrictions, which would mean that the 78,000 pounds of baby formula that came in to the United States from American bases, and we're told the vast majority, there's no statistical, the vast majority are compliant. So that would mean the vast majority of the 78,000 pounds of baby formula is FDA approved. And how would FDA approved baby formula find its way into Germany and other Air Force American bases in Europe? Unless, of course, you moved that baby formula out of the United States to give to other people who needed baby formula. And that's even more embarrassing than the current problem that we have. You won't allow the baby formula from Europe. It takes an act of Congress to get you to release the restrictions on European baby formula. You find a couple 20, 30, 40, 50,000 pounds of baby formula, what, just sitting around an Air Force base? I mean, the stubbornness of just admitting you fix the problem. Everything is about, well, we don't want to be looked at like we don't want to be seen as incompetent. So we'll tell whatever story we have to tell is how we're going to get this baby formula back. Are you a person that's experienced the shortage? 57% of the normal stock levels across the United States are reduced. 57%. What you normally had, it's now reduced by 57%. And now people are doing what they did with toilet paper and everything else. They're stockpiling it. So now you've got hoarders of baby formula. And while all the different companies and the United States and the FDA, they're all getting together saying, we'll have this problem rectified in 6 months. Well, that doesn't help you if you've taken your baby into an emergency room because of malnutrition. It's just ridiculous. And again, the idea that now we're going to bring in, you know, now is the time to bring in the National Defense Production Act. Now we're going to get serious about this. And yet when the questions are asked as to where you found this baby formula, did it come from European companies? Because we have to now restrict what the FDA is allowed to come in. 98% of baby formula in the United States is coming from domestic manufacturers, and the 2% is Mexico, Chile, Ireland, and the Netherlands. But the main manufacturers of the baby formulas in Europe, in the European Union, are German. And those have to, the FDA has to lift the restrictions for that to come in. And yet this last shipment, they didn't need to do that. They're doing that in the future. So that would imply that the baby formula that just came in is already up to specs of the FDA with the corn syrup and all the things that the EU hates, all the sugars that we put into our baby formula that the European Union makes illegal. The fact that the European Union uses 30% lactose and we don't. Those things are okay. So where did it come from? Are you telling me that you moved that stuff out when you knew a shortage was coming? You sent it off to other people that need baby formula rather than moms here in the United States? I mean, this is ridiculous. These are all self-inflicted, stupid decisions. And now we have a tariff, 18% tariff on imported baby formula. And the European Union's like, we could save you from this problem, we're going to do a baby formula airdrop into the United States. But you've got to get rid of the import tariff on the baby formula. You also have to restrict let the FDA allow our baby formula in. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. And so now it's like, well, you know, not a lot of people are dealing with this. It's not a really big deal. It only affects a very few people, but they're a vocal minority of people. Really? Not according to the news I'm seeing. Not according to the amount of newspaper print that's being spent on this baby formula crisis. They're calling it a crisis. Another crisis. Are you subject to this crisis? How difficult is it finding powdered formula or bottles of pre-made formula for your baby? Maybe you've got a loved one out there. Maybe a loved one has sent you on the mission to go buy as much Similac and Enfamil as you can, send it through the mail. But I mean, how absolutely incompetent that you sat on this for 6 months knowing that this could be a problem, and then this emergency godsend of airplanes come in, Air Force airplanes land in Indianapolis, land at Dover. We've got all these planes coming in from overseas with baby formula. And then the next question the media pool is asking is the FDA is permanently reducing the ban on European formula? And they're like, we're going to get into that later. Well, if you're going to get into it later, what's on this plane? Well, that doesn't affect the formula for the vast majority of the formula on this plane. How is that possible? Oh, it's possible because this is actually FDA compliant baby formula, and it was sitting somewhere in an Air Force base. It didn't come from our European allies. It just came from what, air bases in Europe? Why? I think I know why. Was this going to help other babies outside of the United States? Which I'm all for. I'm for babies being fed. But enough is enough of the nonsense. How many of these problems? We're about getting ready to pay $6 a gallon in gas. Now is it a crisis? Now is there something we can do about inflation? Is there something we can do now about gas prices? Is there something we could do now about baby formula? And all of the solutions seem to be, well, we'll just get people together and we'll handle these problems. It's ridiculous. And I'll tell you, it's affecting people across the board, state after state. You're seeing more hospitalizations of babies. Hospitals can't get their hands on this stuff. People are limited to 3 bottles of baby formula per store. It's ridiculous. And the solution, it seems to be so easy. Now it's easy. When it's a crisis, it's easy. Is it easy now to maybe up the supply of gas and oil? Can we do that? How many of these problems actually are easy to fix? And why do we seem so slow to meet the needs of people who are literally suffering through this economy? Most economists are saying it's a recession already. People seem to not want to believe that it's not a matter of supply chain issues. It's a matter of the FDA hitting one of these manufacturers and saying, you guys have to get up on your compliance with your filters and whatever salmonella is in this plant. And what effect will that have for the United States and parents that have this formula? We'll worry about that when we cross that bridge. No plan, no communication. And when you're asked questions, it's just one of those things. It's a supply chain issue. It's Putin's fault, right? Someone else's fault. No one's fault. Now we're getting serious. Now we got the Defense Production Act. Now we're bringing in jets. Now our military is delivering food to babies in our own country. Does anyone else see how absurd this has gotten? Has it affected you? What are you doing for the people that are using formula in your life? Are you out there on the hunt for formula for other people across the country? 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBN. We'll be back with your calls right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking about this baby formula crisis now. It's another crisis. A baby formula. And whether or not this has affected you. Maybe not directly with your, you know, you don't have kids baby age, but a lot of loved ones and a lot of relatives are now a part of this hunt to find baby formula across the United States. And maybe here, whether the stocks are not as bad as they are in some other places, the shelves are completely empty. 57% of the national stock, these shelves have been completely decimated by the closing down of one formula production facility, and now the lack of the FDA, it's impossible for you to believe that there are bureaucrats that are running these departments that are getting briefed, or at least briefing the White House on these issues, when the first time they're brought up in a conversation, they were talking about the Defense Production Act. Back in March, back in April, why don't you do the defense? It's not that big of a deal now. It's not that big. Now, all of a sudden, babies coming into emergency rooms, getting IVs because they're there's malnutrition. Now, all of a sudden, it's Defense Authorization Act. Let's get the military going. Let's relieve all these issues that we have with European baby formula. And again, we have another issue that seems to have the easiest solution to it. But it's just not important. It's not important to the people making these decisions. I've never seen every single one of these issues is almost, you have to say the vast majority of what we're calling crises today are all done through either gross incompetence, poor decision making, a lack of planning, and we just want to pass the, we're more concerned about not taking the blame for why this is happening than actually fixing the problem. And how easy it is to fix the problem. And how embarrassing it is, quite frankly, that Europe is coming to the aid by sending baby formula to the United States. This is what third world countries do. They don't have enough water. They ask for the United States to airdrop water into countries that are struggling with food, famine, or lack of water. We're doing that now with infants and babies with baby formula. It's just wild and it's unbelievable. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBN. Jim in North Tonawanda is on line one. Jim, when you look at this situation, I mean, it's surreal that the Defense Production Act is now being enacted to bring Enfamil and Similac to babies in the United States, and we're bringing in giant C-130s and C-17s, filling it with baby formula from our European allies.
Well, what you just said to me leads into what a certain attorney that I know, that I work out with, not going to say who, I'm obviously not going to mention his name, but this is a direct quote from an officer of the court. Now, I didn't say this, an officer of the court said this to me. The Democrats are evil, and the Republicans are just old-fashioned stupid, and this is what you get, babies in the emergency room for malnutrition. And we're sitting back, and we're taking this. Now, I'll tell you what I think needs to be done. I know this might sound a little radical. We get the trucker.
Probably will.
Wait. Yeah. Let me finish. This is very important. That we get the truckers to form a political alliance with every biker gang in the country that wants to join up. We send the bikers and the truckers to Washington, D.C. We shut Washington, D.C. down until Joe Biden submits his resignation.
All right, but hold on. All right. Again, though, I don't know how this turned into a, you know, rise up and kill those in power. Here's what I'm getting at, though. All right, Jim, I appreciate it. You're going in a totally different direction of where I'm trying to go with this. And I appreciate it. I understand. I respect your point of view. But again, it's not Democrats are evil, Republicans are stupid, political party, all of it. There are Republicans working at the FDA. There are Democrats working at the FDA. What this is, though, is a complete disconnect to what we need and demand on the ground. Now, your solution to it is to say, all right, let's get to Washington. Let's grab all these folks and shut down the government, shut down this, shut down that. But really, what it is that the more of these stories that come to the mainstream, the more of these stories that are covered, the more power is enacted and we get solutions to these problems. I'm going to give you an example. Right now, gasoline is approaching $6 a gallon in New York State. At what point is it going to take for a Defense Production Act to get more gas and more energy flowing domestically in the United States? Well, it really comes down to this. Our leaders don't care. Our leaders don't, they want us to suffer. Whatever you want to believe, that's fine. But it also comes down to what stories are being covered in the news every single day. And we have heard story after story of people that are saying, what am I supposed to do? Buy yourself an electric car. Go out there, make a difference by going green, take the money that you don't have and spend $50,000 for an electric car. But when it really boils down to it, it's you're out there saying you have a problem. This is something that affects you, your family, your loved ones. And all it takes are enough Americans to contact their news department, their newspapers, and flash to bang 2 weeks of this becoming a story and something gets done. And right now, where it comes down to is that you have to look at NBC, ABC, CBS. They've been talking about this baby formula story now for 3 weeks, three consecutive weeks, and you can't avoid it anymore. You can't get away from it. Because there's an answer. There's a government solution to this baby formula crisis. And isn't it so crazy how it's an easy fix? once you bring attention to it. And so I'm saying, like, maybe all of the problems we have in the United States, if brought to the attention of bureaucrats and elected officials, actually have this easy of a fix to it. I had no idea that the FDA was blocking foreign baby formula. I had no idea that there was a difference between baby formula in the United States and baby formula in Europe. And I had no idea that the difference between the two formulas is we put sugar and corn syrup in ours and they use 30% of a lactose base. So if you want soy or a lack of a milk derivative, it's a totally different formula. The FDA says no to that European baby formula, and now they're forced to say yes to it. I also had no idea that we have stockpiles of this baby formula outside of the United States, and that many people are using this baby formula in other places, that we're dropping off baby formula to other people who need it. Well, that seems like that's an easy solution. And it also seems like it's an unnecessary problem. But now that that has been brought to the attention of people in power, and there's outrage, and there's stories, by the way, there's stories of babies going through malnutrition in emergency rooms. There's members of Congress, everyone. It's bipartisan support. It's not Democrat and Republican, it's bipartisan. So the stories you're hearing about gas and inflation right now, what are the stories? The stories are, it's Putin's fault, or why did we get here? Or whose fault is this really? Is this just one of those things that naturally happen in capitalism? Economies are good, economies are bad, we're just having a down season. Are we hearing the stories of people in crisis? Are we hearing the stories about people making a decision on what meal to eat because they have to drive in their vehicle? Are those stories going out on the evening news? Are they being covered in your newspapers? No, not at all. And we're getting signs right now that this economy may be heading into a second quarter of recession, even though it won't be, no one's admitting to this. You've got inflation at 9%, unemployment 4.5% to 5%. Now, what's happening? What happened in 2008? 2008, we had a housing crisis, right? The bubble in housing burst. People were getting loans. People had an adjusted rate mortgage. The ARM interest rate. When interest rates go up, people have a hard time making that payment. They lose their house. The banks foreclose. It's now considered toxic debt because no one wants to buy something that's overvalued, and they eat it. And the banks couldn't eat all these paper notes. And eventually it implodes. And one bank calls a note in. That note gets called in by another institution. And the domino effect occurs. And you have a financial crisis like you had 2008, 2009. How did we get out of that financial crisis? We printed money. And we put money on the street. And we paid the toxic debt of the banks. Now, some of those banks move that over into a commercial ledger. Right? They just hid their little toxic debt. Some of the banks were forced to quit. Some of these financial institutions were forced to be absorbed by other financial institutions. And the promise was, we'll pay for it. Kill this financial institution. You absorb them, Citigroup. You absorb a Bank of America, and we'll pay you. Well, the government will come through and pay. You can't do that now because inflation is at 9%. And if you were to bail out, if you had another financial crisis now and you were to bail out those institutions, you are going into a depression. That inflation, in order to keep up with inflation, the Fed is going to have to raise rates consistently. And the more you raise the rates, the more you now trigger the possibility of someone that went from paying 4% for their house, now paying 5%, 7%. 8%? What happens when people start to default? What happens when all of the COVID policies finally catch up and the shell game we're playing with commercial real estate all catches up and the people that decided, you know what, you could stay home for this year. You know what, we're not going to need a brick and mortar office anymore. All of that builds up. There's no more opportunity to bail out people by printing more money because you've already spent that money, which is why we're at the inflation numbers we're at. You can't put trillions of dollars on the street anymore. And we're still writing billion-dollar checks to Ukraine and everything else. I'm telling you that this is not a problem of incompetent government so much as it is appeasement by the very people that are not informing American citizens as to what is actually happening. And all it takes is for Americans to find out that there's a baby formula shortage, and all of a sudden, we have solutions to it. We can try to fix it. So what do? We have to demand that this information gets out to as many people as possible. And this fuel crisis that we're going through right now with $5.50, $5.75, $6. Do you know they're resetting gas pumps right now to get ready for $10 a gallon? It's like Y2K. They're not even ready to register what it would be for $10 a gallon. That's what we're doing. So how is it that if we find another hiccup, if the interest rates get too high and people start to default again, and that's a trickle down, and that starts this chain, this domino effect where banks and financial institutions are failing, all of that can be prevented right now. And it's a matter of getting on the horn at New York State. Talk about this, the gas tax vacation? The gas tax vacation. How is this sustainable? How is it sustainable? And no one's telling the stories. You don't get results from this administration or from any elected official until babies are in the emergency room and babies have malnutrition. That's what gets we got to stop it. This is too much. I can't take it anymore. Where are the stories? Channel 2, 7, Fox, NBC, ABC, CNN, MSNBC. Where are the stories where you're interviewing middle-class people, working-class people, and telling them, what are you sacrificing to put gas in your car? Because you know they're out there. You know that there's a couple out there that's giving up lunch and dinner so that they can drive to work. Are they interested in educating anyone? Are they interested in even talking to anyone? It's ridiculous. The pumps, there was a time when I think, was it $100, which is completely shut down the gas. They wouldn't even be able to process a bill over $100. $82 to fill up a 15 gallon gas tank now. And everyone's like, it's supposed to happen. You know, the Putin thing. No one saw the Putin thing. No one saw anything. Evidently, no one has seen anything coming. There's no outside the box thinking going on in New York State or the federal government. That is quite apparent. But maybe these stories have to be told more. And maybe, just maybe, we have to get the narrative out there that Americans are suffering every single day. And this situation, when it comes to $6 a gallon, inflation, raising interest rates, if we get anything close to a financial crisis, anything close to a commercial real estate or, you know, home costs, and people start defaulting again, it's too late. You can't stop it at that point. It's not being reported as a recession. It's being reported as we're approaching a recession. 97%, if you go back to World War II, 97% of the time, when an economy had over 6% inflation and 4% unemployment, you were in a recession. 97% of the time. Currently, we're approaching 5% unemployment and over 9% inflation. And you want us to believe this is what, the 3% that it doesn't exist? The baby formula situation had been going on for 90 days until America found out about it. What's the media doing about gas prices? About food prices? Where are the stories about people that are having to sacrifice just for the things they could afford a year ago? You can blame Putin all you want. You can blame whatever you want for the problem, but no one is going to react and no one's going to get anything done until Americans realize how bad this economy is, how bad this inflation is, and how these prices at the pump is literally affecting everyone. COVID was bad. COVID policies were horrible. These economic policies are bringing us to the brink of two consecutive quarters of recession. We are not far away from 1929 in the United States of America right now. That's how bad this is. Does anyone want to acknowledge it? Does anyone want to do anything about it? Does anyone want to cover that story? Or are you more comfortable covering stories that just show that we're absolutely have no control over our environment? We're Mr. Magoo. We step up. Sometimes there's a beam there that catches us. Sometimes a net catches us as we fall. But it's all because of Putin. It's all because of the weather. It's all because of a Halley-Bopp comet that's coming by our 2.5 million miles away from Earth. An asteroid the size of the World Trade Center is swinging by. It's all luck. Or is it? Is it a matter of informing people of what actually is happening? That is our responsibility, to tell the truth. And the truth is, these are really tough times, and they're all 100% from decisions that are being made, and it's unacceptable. There needs to be accountability for these decisions. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBN. How bad is this economy for you? How bad are these prices at the pump? And what do you have to do in your life to sacrifice for the things you could afford a year ago? We'll take your calls right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.